Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And on Saturday night, I am going to be emceeing an event, which I have never done before. I've emceed events, but not this particular one. It's the National Alliance of Mental Illness, NAMI, of DuPage County. And on the line with us right now, Executive Director of NAMI, or do you say NAMI, Angela Atkins? Which is it, NAMI?
We say NAMI.
Okay, good. NAMI.
Do you still want Wendy to emcee the event? She's going to pronounce it incorrectly.
Absolutely. We're very excited to have her there.
All right.
Angela, I am not a proponent of mental illness, but I am a proponent of talking about it. As I've gone through anxiety, I'm a little anxious about things. I find out that years ago, my grandmother suffered from anxiety and depression, but no one knew about it then. And it took till I was an adult till we find out, oh, yeah, our grandma had trouble with that. No one talked about it, and it needs to be talked about in order for it to be solved, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. If we're going to reduce the stigma that's associated with mental illness of any kind, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, or whether it's a more serious mental illness, it has to be talked about. Absolutely.
I was we were all upset to learn of Robin Williams' passing, and then it took a different turn when we all realized that it was suicide. That is an S word that families are scared to talk about. There should be no shame in that.
Oh, my goodness, you're absolutely right. There are so many young people, unfortunately, that are taking their own lives. Here in DuPage County, I mean, we're a large county. We've had in the last year over half a dozen suicides in different school districts. And, you know, our young people should not be dying just because they don't want to talk about it, or there's a lack of education and the signs and symptoms are not being recognized at an early enough stage.
And I know the teenage years are kind of an awkward phase, and I have two teenage boys who sometimes like me and sometimes don't. They're very moody. That's what teenagers are. I went through that. But there are times when you know something in your gut that maybe your kid is not just bummed about a particular thing. You can tell that they're all of a sudden more isolated. They're not talking to you as much. Are those some of the signs? Are there other ones we should be looking for?
Those are very much the signs, that social isolation, suddenly a loss of interest in things that they were interested in before, hiding away a lot of times using their telephones, but not sharing what they're doing. And that's actually our youth program that we serve in the schools. We go into the high schools and middle schools and really educate those students themselves on what to look out for, because you're right. So many parents just think this is normal teenage angst. And unfortunately, I've had too many people, families, sit across at my desk in my office saying, we just didn't see it coming. We had no idea that he, she was struggling so mightily. So education is absolutely key, communication, and getting the word out that there should be no more shame attached to a mental illness, which is a biological brain disorder, than there is to any other illness. And hopefully, we work every day hard to work towards that. But I think that gradually, as more and more people are coming forward and sharing that they suffer from depression or anxiety or bipolar, or some of the more serious ones, schizophrenia, a conversation going on throughout the country, but it's got to be continued, it's got to be loud, and everybody's got to be involved.
Angela, if you wouldn't mind, I want to be positive about this for just a second, if we can. There have been some breakthroughs, right? There is some good news on the horizon, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Mental Health First Aid, which is an 8-hour program that anybody in any community can take. Michelle Obama actually took it, and I think that really helped promote the program. And it's not to talk somebody down off the shelf. It's really, again, to recognize those signs and symptoms in your own families, your coworkers, your friends, and to understand what you need to say to help that particular individual.
Mental illness really has a huge range, and no one ever wanted to admit to having issues. But when you said, Angela, that, you know, sometimes people's brains don't produce the proper amount of certain chemicals, and it's definitely something that needs to be treated. And I guess what frustrates me is if you see a kid on crutches or in a wheelchair, you'll look to the parent and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're going through a lot of stuff. But if you're out and you see a kid acting poorly or having a temper tantrum at an older age, other parents won't look at you and say, boy, this must be tough. They say, boy, you must be a crappy parent. Can't you control your kid? It's the emotional wheelchair that we don't see. So stop judging people, everyone.
Yeah, that's a great, the emotional wheelchair we don't see. I'm going to use that. That's absolutely correct. And we have to stop judging people by their behavior and be much more empathetic. We call it the no casserole illness because if you know, I mean, everybody knows somebody that has been diagnosed with cancer, sadly, or heart disease or diabetes, and you know, we're lining up to provide meals for them. I can tell you that the person that has had an inpatient spell for treatment and then goes home because they were deeply depressed or they suffered a slide in their symptoms, there's no one waiting to provide them with a meal. And that's got to change. It really has.
Angela Adkins, Executive Director of NAMI, on the line with us, NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness. This is the DuPage chapter, and you are having your Shine a Light Gala, or do you say gala?
I say gala, but others say gala.
But you're not from Naperville. I can tell by your accent, you are not from Naperville.
No. Right. No, I am not.
All right.
Well, this is happening in Naperville, the Marriott Naperville, this Saturday, May 5th, from 5:30 to 11:30. I will be emceeing. I'm there to do whatever you need me to do. But I just need to get the word out because, you know, seriously, you know, if someone has cancer or diabetes, as you mentioned, they get medication and treatment for it. Not all mental illness needs medication. Medication is one of the ways to help, also some therapy, but we need to talk about it and not be shamed if our kids or a family member has mental illness.
Absolutely, and the gala is a wonderful venue too. We have nearly 400 people attending, and everybody in that room has some association to mental illness. And aside from obviously raising much needed funds, which we absolutely need to continue our free programs, it really also sends a loud message that, you know, this room of 400 people, they're not alone. They're not dealing with this alone. They don't have to deal with this alone. And we just need to multiply that many times over.
Angela, I know this will sound like a naive question, but I honestly don't know the answer to it. If somebody suffers from mental health issues, can it ever totally be eradicated? Can it ever totally go away? Or will there always be some essence of that in the person?
Actually, it's a great question. I mean, we believe in recovery, certainly for the more severe mental illnesses like bipolar and schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder. That individual will have to take medication and have treatment. But as you said, there's a lot that they can do outside of the medication to really have a good life and a productive life, and that's what we want for them. Somebody, on the other hand, that's experiencing depression or anxiety, that sometimes can go away because it might be more situational. It might be for a particular reason that they're going through that at that period of time in their life. We promote hope, and we think that everybody, whether the mental illness should not define who you are. There is no real reason why, with the right support, that you cannot live a very full and productive life.
NAMI DuPage works with both the diagnosed individual and the families. Angela, you mentioned free programs. They serve over 35,000 people each year. And mental health is out there. I think it's super important for, there are a lot of issues with kids in elementary school at this point, and not a lot of medical professionals like psychiatrists up through the age of 16. There are not many, even if you have good insurance. Would you agree with that?
Oh, there, absolutely. There is a huge shortage of psychiatrists, and particularly youth psychiatrists. So we've got to make this a sexy illness in the sense that you know, the medical profession really want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of the research. They want to really be a part of the problem solving that we need. So, yes, there is a real shortage of resources out there.
All right. Well, if you'd like to join me and nearly 400 people that are going to be out there this Saturday night, we're there to help raise funds for NAMI DuPage, also to reduce the stigma that's out there. Angela Adkins, Executive Director of NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness, the DuPage chapter. How do we get tickets? Where do we go for more information?
The best way is to go online to namidupage.org, and then all the event information is there. You can buy tickets online, you know, we would love to have you, absolutely.
All right, and what time do I need to be there?
Noon. You got to get there early to set up, Wendy.
We'd love to see you around about 6:15.
I will be there. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you, Angela, and keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Bye, Angela. Thank you so much. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.